On Sunday, the Monroe Symphony Orchestra presents a holiday concert, Jazzy Sounds of the Season, welcomes guest vocalist and recording artist Haley Lauren, joining the orchestra for a collection of holiday favorites. Glad to have Haley joining me in studio for a preview.
Glad to be here. Thanks so much.
You're performing a Louisiana holiday tour. Is this your first time visiting
it the is. State? It is my first time visiting Louisiana, and I've been looking forward to it for a long time.
So, your thoughts?
Well, you know,
what you expected?
In some ways, yes. I've actually spent quite a bit of time in the South during my life. My whole family on my mom's side is from Arkansas, from the Ozarks. So the farther north we go, the more familiar it feels,
right.
You know, and I just love this part of the country. And I love the fact that you guys still have leaves on your trees, because where I'm from, I've been gone for about a month.
Yeah, it's so. Speaking of where you're from, born in Alaska and now making your home in Northwest in Oregon. Who were some of your early influences in jazz?
Well, my favorite singer as a kid was Nat King Cole. His voice is always so soothing and beautiful to me. And I also really loved singing along with all of my mom's old jazz records, including Nina Simone and Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald and Julie London. Peggy Lee was a huge favorite of mine. But I also listened to a lot of different eclectic artists. I lived in Alaska, like mm-hmm. you mentioned, so we didn't have a lot of access to... we had one radio station and my sister's music on MTV sometimes. But aside from that, my influences were really what we had in the house. And so that was like Patsy Cline and Annie Lennox and the jazz and the blues and all kinds of stuff that my parents owned. So a little eclectic for a kid.
With that kind of a background, vocal training, did that occur in your childhood?
Well, I've never been formally trained. I've just been singing since day one. Well, since I could talk, I guess, maybe before, but I've of course done a lot of performance in my life. I started performing at age 10, and I mean, so much of performance and musical training really just comes through doing it, you know, through lots of practice on stage, and I became professional around age 14, and it's just been up from there.
The debut album in 2006, A Full Circle, featured 11 original songs. So what was that process like for you in going in and recording original songs?
Daunting. It was very daunting. It was my first, I co-produced and co-engineered the entire project as well. I started out doing it entirely by myself, and then I realized I needed a little bit of help because there was so much that I just didn't quite know how to finish. So I brought in a friend of mine named James House, but it was really rewarding. It was definitely the project that took the longest because I was learning everything along the way.
Well, you recorded Many Times, Many Ways, a holiday album in 2008. Mm-hmm. How did you approach applying your style and interpretation to songs on that release?
Well, I love holiday music, and the one thing that I think I really wanted to really include with our presentation of these songs is the classic feeling. That's for me the most beautiful aspect of these holiday songs, is that they're so nostalgic and they really remind me of different parts of my childhood and different times of my life during the holidays. It's a really reflective and beautiful thing. And I didn't want to really take away from that by doing anything totally crazy. I kept them pretty classic. And it's very simple. It's just a piano and a voice, the entire album. So it's quite intimate.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it intimate or you have the full sound?
It's very intimate, but it's funny because we're not going to do it. That's not going to be the approach at all, of course, with the Monroe Symphony.
Far from on Sunday. Well, tell me about that. Performing with an orchestra, what are you looking forward to in that performance?
I love the lushness of orchestra. We just really relish the opportunity to perform in such a different context than normal. I mean, the rest of this tour, we're doing it as a trio. My pianist, Matt Treader, who also arranged the orchestral works, and Mark Schneider, the bass player that we've been with for a long time, and I, we travel together all over the country playing a stripped-down jazz trio style. And so stepping outside of that into something that's 10 times larger, 20 times larger than our normal band. It's a pretty cool extreme that we just really enjoy.
Well, you mentioned, you know, you've played before different audiences in the U.S. and several countries abroad. What is the connection, Haley, of jazz music that it makes with the listener?
That's a great question, and it's one that I certainly can't answer with any kind of blanket statement, because everybody's got their own kinds of associations. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of the appeal of jazz comes from a real love of the craft of these songs and a real appreciation for, again, the classical quality of so many of these songs have been done by hundreds of artists over the years and really have meant a lot in people's lives throughout all kinds of generations, you know, from our grandparents onward. And it's really great to be able to bring them back and to really honor those classic songs, but also to add something fresh and new. And for a lot of people that we play in front of, they're not necessarily hardcore jazz fans. And so some of them, it's their first jazz concert that they've ever been to, and to really be able to connect to the genre and to see that there's a lot of ways that you can interpret it, and it's really spontaneous and fun, I think appeals to a pretty large variety of people, regardless of where they consider themselves in the jazz fan, quote-unquote, spectrum, you know?
Well, along with the holiday performance coming up Sunday, you're also celebrating the release of a new album this past September, Simply Love. Share on that latest project.
I'm very proud of it. It includes original music. It has some of my favorite jazz standards. It has some rather unusual arrangements of some pretty popular songs from the 60s and 70s. I Feel the Earth Move and Happy Together on there, but totally re-envisioned from what you might think
right.
They are. This collection of songs are all really positive in nature and really lean towards a theme of love, of love of life, and also like romantic love and all kinds of love in all its many formats. So it's a bright, cheerful album.
Well, Haley Lorne performs with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's Jazzy Sounds of the Season at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. Haley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.